Oh, by the way, the Bleeding Deacons and Little Mikey are doing a show together. I told them they could have a plug. Wait, Gary, get that guy on the phone from the Bleeding Deacons.
Okay.
I think they do. You know, those guys, Bleeding Deacons write songs about you, and Little Mikey writes songs about you. They're both crazy.
And then they
you.
Started collaborating.
Yeah. And now they're doing a show together. Yeah, they did a new one. This is the Bleeding Deacons start off, and then Little Mikey jumps in.
Please take off your top. Oh, Robin, baby, your tits around my cock would be amazing. Squeezing my penis in between your big brown boots.
Just squeeze them together now, Robin.
That's Little Mikey.
My penis.
You know what this tour made me think of? I was reading an article in the New York Times. Carole King and James Taylor. Mm. Have teamed up.
Oh, yes, I saw a little bit of that.
And they're out on tour together. They even say that professionally, that if you're a soft rock act, if you're just, you know, a soft rock singer, it's very hard to fill stadiums. But the idea of James Taylor and Carole King appeals.
That's exciting to people.
It's exciting to people, appeals to people. They do like a 3.5 hour show. So here on some smaller scale, the Bleeding Deacons who love you.
They heard about that.
Yeah, and then Little Mikey teamed up with them, and then they're all going out on tour together. Daniel, real quick, is the tour all Robin songs?
Well, it's going to be a combination. You know, Little Mikey loves Robin the most, so he's going to be concentrating solely on Robin and her attributes. We actually have a couple of Sal songs in there, and we sing a song about Lisa G's boobs, believe it or not.
How long is the actual show? I know that Carole King and James Taylor go 3.5 hours. What about you guys?
I think ours will be a little bit less.
Who's that, Little Mikey?
Yeah, Little Mikey will open. He'll probably do 30, 40 minutes, yeah. Then we'll do about an hour.
All right. So, wow.
Will there be any time when you were all on stage together?
Yes, there is. big,
By the way, that's what Carole King and James Taylor do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we're mimicking them. And we're going to do our last song will be... the parody of I Want to Be Sedated, which is Robin is self-lubricated.
Oh, let's play a little of that. This is the finale?
That's the finale.
Do you have that one handy, Fred? I Want to Be Sedated, that one?
I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah. What is it called?
Robin is lubricated or self-lubricated.
She's self-lubricated.
Because a lot of these songs don't necessarily have titles. But.
So that's when you is that when everybody comes out on stage together?
Yes.
Boy, that's going to be some show. See the Bleeding Deacons with Little Mikey this Friday night at B.B. King's in Times Square. That's right.
Wow.
Here. Robin, you should be there.
I won't be in town. I'm leaving because of it.
You're leaving town?
Oh, I thought Robin was going to be there.
And Saturday night, they'll be at Club Vibe in Rockville Center. Ah. And here's the finale song.
Horny, horny, horny for Robin's asshole, because she's so lubricated. You don't have to put KY on your pole, because she's so lubricated. Rah, rah, Robin's got my cock throbbing. She's so lubricated. Rah, rah, Robin's got my cock throbbing. She's so lubricated. Rah, rah, Robin's got my cock throbbing. She's so lubricated.
Who wrote that one?
Well, me and Little Mikey, we collaborate. We put both our heads together on these.
Well, you guys went berserk when you realized Robin's self-lubricated back there, and then you wrote a song about it.
Yes, exactly. That was a new take on Robin.
Wow. You guys were right on
that
it the next
day. That got you very excited.
got me excited.
Totally
got
excited.
Everyone was excited. So, and I understand in the video that the whole band slides right into Robin's ass.
One at a time, though. One at a time.
One at a time, of course.
Well,
she's a lady.
How else?
You're disgusting. What's the biggest song you guys do? What is the one song that gets the crowd up off their feet?
I think the one that pumps them up the most is probably 1-4-3.
1-4-3, that's the Sal song.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers that for a while. Sal's wife was texting another man.
Right, her emotional friend.
Her emotional friend, she claims. But some of us believe that they might have been fucking. You kind of don't say 1-4-3 unless you're really fucking.
Right.
Exactly.
1-4-3 means I love you, as you know. You got that, Fred? I love you. 1-4-3. Go ahead, a little of that. Right off the. Get the crowd off their feet. On there.
The number you type
1-4-3.
If you're fucking Sal's wife
1-4-3.
Use a secret love code
1-4-3.
When you wanna drop a load.
We've been branching out a bit. We actually just did a new video. It's Lady Gaga's got her Alejandro. We redid it. And we have a deaconized version of Alejandro, and it's a really funny video. The whole premise is the girl's drunk, and she keeps calling me Alejandro, and I'm saying, that's not my name,
But that doesn't have anything to do with Robin or Sal.
No, but it's awfully funny.
No one wants to see that. No offense. We want Robin songs and Sal songs.
Well, I do a lot of those, too.
All right.
There's no Baba Booey in this show?
No Baba Booeys whatsoever?
Well, you know, we might have, I don't think I've ever done a Baba Booey song.
Really?
Yeah,
those are kind of, there's no words to them, you know, they're just...
Yeah, nobody cares about the Baba Booey anymore. So true. So that's the big song from you. What's Little Mikey's big song in your estimation?
I'm going to say Nuts on Her Chin.
Nuts on Her Chin. That was one about Robin. Nuts on Her Chin. Will he be performing Nuts on Her Chin at B.B. King's?
He will. He will be playing it at B.B. King's for sure. And, you know, we're going to have some special guests. We're going to have the chorizo guy come out.
Oh!
And he's gonna jam with the Bleeding Deacons, and he's going to do his famous, what is that song, the Squeeze Box song?
Squeeze Box from the chorizo.
Oh, I love the chorizo song.
Marianne from Brooklyn might sing her song, I Want Howard in My Life.
I Need.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
What a lineup.
Yeah.
Play a little.
It's a sad day for music.
Fred, play a little of the chorizo guy.
I got it.
All right.
Robin's got a squeeze box, just look at her chest. When Mr. X gets home, he ain't getting no rest, 'cause she wants it tonight. And her booty's so tight. Robin's got a squeeze box, break out the zucchini tonight. Well, her cats won't eat, and her boat can sink. There's no escape from her gina, she wants his whole damn schween, 'cause she wants it tonight. Ooh, that kielbasa feels right.
Right.
Robin's got a squeeze box, break out the chorizos tonight. She's having sausage tonight.
Right, yes.
Robin's got a squeeze box, Mr. X isn't sleeping tonight.
Now, will you play the song for him, or will he do it over that horrible track?
We're gonna keep it, because I have a feeling if he had to like sing with a band, you wouldn't hear his voice.
Right.
So I'm gonna play kind of low key, play my guitar, just me and him. It'll be kind of like a
kind of acoustic,
almost acoustic.
Oh, know? I love that.
It'll be very beautiful.
That's what do they call that on MTV?
Unplugged.
Unplugged. That's unplugged it. Version. Oh, I love that. And what was the other big one? You said what was Little Mikey's big song?
Little Mikey, I'm a big fan of Nuts on Her Chin.
Nuts on Her Chin. Fred, come on. Little Nuts on Her Chin.
I close my eyes. I think about Robin and I wrote my song. All my dreams are about Robin and her double D.
Can you imagine going to this, Robin?
No.
What would they have to pay you to show up there?
I'm sure it's more than they're going to take in.
If you walked out and you're sitting on stage when Little Mikey sings Nuts on Her Chin and you're just staring at him adoringly, that's my God, what a moment.
Yeah. You know what's so great? You know how I know these songs are great? We have a whole new set of interns, and they've never heard any of them, and I'm watching them react to them the first time, and they are cracking up.
It's a whole new generation.
Yeah.
Well, Robin,
they love Nuts on Her Chin.
Nuts on Her Chin was a big one. I remember that one. Listen, Bleeding Deacons, wisely hitting the road with Little Mikey this
Friday. And in
night.
New York.
In New York. B.B. King's, that's a beautiful club.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're giving away 20 pairs of tickets to the first people that go to our website now and check out that new video of ours and email us, and we're gonna get about 40 people in for free. The Bleeding Deacons are going to get some people in for free.
All right, bleedingdeacons.com, and then Saturday night they move the whole show over, which is a very expensive proposition to move that show over.
That's right.
At Club Vive in Rockville Center, New York. Do you guys use any video, or is it all...
Well, we're pretty high-tech. We are going to have some dancers. We're going to have some of the, you know, people...
It's an extravaganza.
Yeah, the big kabuki masks, you know. There'll be a Robin, hopefully.
Good.
We got to find the girl with the biggest breath to do it.
I can't tell you how honored Robin is. She doesn't want to say it herself.
And no, I'm trying to hold it in.
She's trying to hold back.
offer to do some gigs for the 15 Foundation.
Oh, yeah. Robin's dying for that. She even said to me, what the fuck is with those Bleeding Deacons not volunteering some of those songs for the
I'm very happy to see you're stepping up.
Right. All right. Listen, go to bleedingdeacons.com for more info. Go over and see the guys. I thought I'd make you aware of their big show that they're putting on. All right, Daniel.
All right. Thanks, Howard.
Later, brother.
Bye-bye.
Okay. There you go, Robin. The two biggest fans.
Whoa, like it is, bam, lamb. Big,
they'll
like
be doing
is,
this.
Bam, lamb.
I know you were curious.
On Robin, bam, lamb. You know, we'll get a cock, Robin. Bam, a lamb. And when Robin gets hot, slam and spam. Meat products in a twat. Bam, a lamb. Whoa, black it is, bam, a lamb. Big, black it is, bam, a lamb.
Hey, now. Yes, every morning Robin works out naked to that song. I didn't want to tell you a secret, but that's the truth.
Well, now there's nothing left.
There you go.
Everything has been revealed.
Everything.